And now the game where we ask interesting people about things that do not interest them at all. Susan Orlean is one of the most successful nonfiction authors in America. Her books and New Yorker articles were turned into the movies Blue Crush and Adaptation, in which she herself was played by a naked Meryl Streep. Her latest book, titled Rin Tin Tin, is about, well, I don't want to spoil the surprise. Susan Orlean, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, it's great to be here.
It's great to have you, Susan. It's great to have you. So you wrote this book, The Orchid Thief, that got made into a movie called Adaptation, which, weirdly enough, is not so much about the story of your book, although it includes it. It is about the writer trying to adapt your book, The Orchid Thief, and you are in it, or rather you are portrayed in it by Meryl Streep.
Right.
Before I get any further, how was that for you?
It's kind of cool.
Well, pretty kooky, as you can imagine.
I can imagine. I mean, I often fantasize about being played by Meryl Streep, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
And
well,
it happened to you.
Don't give up.
All right,
don't
thank you.
It was, I would say, probably as close to an out-of-body experience as anyone could ever imagine.
Right.
I have a question. When Meryl Streep plays you in a movie, does she, like, come over to your house and follow you around the kitchen, like, to try to, like, act like you?
Well, this is terribly embarrassing, but I will tell you what happened. I was very excited when I heard that Meryl Streep was going to play me. So I would come into my office at The New Yorker, and I would just very casually say to my colleagues, oh, could you guys tidy up? I think Meryl Streep might be coming by today just to study me.
Yes.
You know, and then she wouldn't come by, and then another week would roll around, and I'd again say to people, you know, could you kind of clean up in here, guys? I mean, I think Meryl Streep's probably going to come and, you know, study me. Well, then at one point I said to the producer, so look, I mean, is Meryl Streep going to come? And they said, oh, we already shot her scenes. She really just wanted to create the character kind of on her own and didn't want to study you. And then, so I was eating a lot of humble pie at the office.
So let's talk about Rin Tin Tin a little. I want to say that I picked up your book with a sense of heavy obligation, in that I wanted to read the book because you were going to be our guest, but I am totally uninterested in dogs, only had the vaguest idea who Rin Tin Tin was, and ended up just loving it. So, I mean, it's a book for everybody who thinks they hate dogs.
Right, that's right. It's actually a book for dog haters.
Dog haters, exactly. And there's so much in that book I did not know. For example, that Rin Tin Tin was not a character but a real dog.
And that is exactly what drew me into the story, because having grown up at the very tail end of Rin Tin Tin, having been a TV star and knowing him just as a character in television, it completely astonished me to learn that he was a real dog born in 1918.
Right.
And a dog who had had a huge career and a sort of global acclaim in the 1920s.
To summarize very briefly, Rin Tin Tin was found on a battlefield in World War I by a soldier named Lee Duncan, who brought him home to America and got into the movies, and he became one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
In the 1920s, he was probably the top box office earner for many years. He was known all over the world. I mean, in the 20s, when Rin Tin Tin was in a movie, he was the name above the title.
Jeez,
he was the big deal.
Really?
Such a big star that when he died in 1932, the news interrupted broadcasting all over the country.
Yeah, and I love the fact that, as you write, that like the gossip magazines used to write about him like a movie star. Like they say he lived in a hotel suite with his wife, Nanette, right?
Right. Actually, my favorite report was where they presumably interviewed his wife, Nanette, who said she was putting aside her career for the time being because of the demands of motherhood.
Was he fixed?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay, good. So he could enjoy his celebrity.
He really enjoyed his celebrity.
He could run for president now.
If you see one of the silent films, you will know quite immediately that he was not fixed.
Right.
And he had 44 puppies.
Wow!
For the newcomer to this, what are the essential differences between Rin Tin Tin and Lassie?
Oh my God! I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that. I'm very sensitive on the subject.
Really? Why?
Well, you know, it's very funny because the rivalry, it's sort of a Rolling Stones Beatles rivalry. That it just doesn't go away. I mean, seriously. The essential difference, and it's a real difference, which is there's no story about Lassie. Lassie was a fictional character who became a television character, but there was no story behind it. Rin Tin Tin was a real dog with this amazing life story of having been found on a battlefield, brought back to the U.S., became, through, you know, kind of luck and chance, an actor, a star, and then became a character. So his story was much more complicated.
Yeah. You're Timmy. You're in a well. Who do you call?
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's the question. Hey, I understand that you're quite an animal person at home. You have this. You wrote about this, raising chickens in the New Yorker. You have this sort of farm in upstate New York.
Yeah, we have a lot of critters. We have chickens and turkeys and ducks and cattle and cats and.
Wait a minute. You have cattle?
Yeah, they're not house pets.
No, clearly not.
They're living outside.
I understand. Do you have dogs?
I have a dog.
Since researching Rin Tin Tin for 10 years, are you terribly disappointed in your dog?
We have a lot of talks where I kind of say, look, you know, Rin Tin Tin supported his master for years.
Right.
What have you done for me lately?
But he doesn't, like, rescue you from Indians or anything like that.
No, but you know what? I will say, every time I've fallen in a well, she does pull me out.
That's good. Can I say, by the way, and I say this to you as someone who's written a book about a famous performing dog, that I did not get a dog until I was a freshman in high school, 14 years old, say. And by that time, I was so ruined by fictional dogs, ranging from all the movie dogs, to the TV dogs, to Snoopy. And then you get finally, after a lifetime, a kid's lifetime of wanting one, you get a dog, and it's just a dog. It doesn't talk to you. It doesn't, like, run errands for you, bring you your, it didn't even bring me any slippers. It just kind of panted and ran around and occasionally would poop outside. That was it.
Right.
But isn't that what marriage is like, too?
Where you poop outside?
Well, Susan Orlean, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Rin Tin Tin is just the begin-gin-ginning.
Uh-oh.
So we were talking about Rin Tin Tin, and somebody said that sounds like the Tin Tin comics, and that sounded like Tauntauns from Star Wars, and we sort of got carried away. So we're going to ask you three questions based on three things that sound like the title of your book.
Oh, good. This is... I'm probably guaranteed to flunk all of these.
That's the plan. But if you answer two out of these three questions correctly, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who's author Susan Orlean playing for?
Susan is playing for David Gaze of Oak Park, Illinois.
Ready to play?
I am.
All right. Tintin is, of course, a famous Belgian comic book hero, and he's the basis for the new Steven Spielberg movie. His BFF, Captain Haddock, is known for his elaborate curses. Which of these is a genuine Captain Haddock expletive? A, blue, blistering, bell-bottom balderdash. B, filibustering, french-fried frankincense. Or C, hairy hedgehogs on a stick.
Whoa.
Yes.
I'll say number one.
Blue, blistering, bell-bottom balderdash?
Yeah.
You're right. The idea... Captain Haddock is a sailor, and the author Hergé wants him to swear like a sailor, but not actually swear. So that's good. So that was Tintin. Next up, Tauntauns. As all Star Wars fans know, they're the beasts on the ice planet Hoth, famous for that bit where Han Solo cuts one open to make a nice warm hot pocket for the injured Luke Skywalker. What is the latest Tauntaun-themed Star Wars merchandise? A, the Craftsman Star Wars Edition chainsaw, which is, quote, tough enough to open a Tauntaun. B, a sleeping bag that looks like a Tauntaun. You unzip and get to keep yourself warm by climbing in. Or C, a loaf shaped to look like a Tauntaun to be enjoyed on a Star Wars nerd holiday called Life Day.
Ooh, I'm going for B.
You're going to go for B, the sleeping bag?
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, my God.
This is the Tauntaun sleeping bag.
I can't believe it.
Which is great is that the Tauntaun-shaped sleeping bag, which you could cut open and then crawl inside yourself, was actually an April Fool's joke on a website called ThinkGeek. But the response to it was so overwhelming that they just actually started manufacturing them. All right, we've had Tintin, Tauntaun. How about TomTom? The GPS system that uses celebrity voices to give directions. Which of these is a real celebrity instruction you can get on your TomTom GPS. Is it A, Snoop Dogg saying, "Geeza Frieza, put your keeza in the ignition"? B, Kim Kardashian saying, "If you turn left at the next light, I'll marry you"? Or C, Cormac McCarthy saying, "The road is long, hungry, cold. Find food or die. Yes, that is the way of it."
Oh, my God. I know which one I would buy, but my guess is that it's number one.
Snoop Dogg?
Yep.
You're right. Very good. Here is a sample of Snoop Dogg helping you find your way.
G's up, freeze up, put your keys up in the ignition, and let's turn this thing on.
There you go. You're ready to go. Carl, how did Susan and Arlene do in our quiz?
Susan, you had a great game. 3 correct answers, so you win for David Gaze.
Well done.
Good.
Bravo.
I am so proud.
You should be.
I really am. I'm really proud.
You know what, Susan? You get a bacon treat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Susan Orlean is the author of the new book, Rin Tin Tin, The Life and the Legend. It's out now. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye, Susan.
Thank you.
Private Rin Tin Tin, they are the army.